Okay, my friend. So today we are reading a story called Bernard Writes a Book, written by Deborah Underwood, illustrated by Misa Sabori, read today by Mommy and... Who are you today? What?
Baby.
Baby? All right. Read today by Mommy and Baby. Are you ready? Let's do this thing. Bernard and Gertie were reading about the brave bear in Bernard's book. "I wish you had your own book too, Gertie," said Bernard. "I know. I will write a book about you."
"My own book? How exciting," Gertie said.
So Bernard got some paper and he got a pencil and he sat at his desk and he thought and thought and thought. Gertie waited patiently.
"Is the book ready yet?"
she called.
"Not quite yet," said Bernard.
"Gertie," said Bernard, "I do not know how to write a book."
"I know you can do it. Maybe you just need some help," Gertie said.
"Of course," Bernard said. "I'll ask the Queen of Storybook Land."
Bernard and Gertie walked to Storybook Gate.
"May I please see the Queen?" Bernard asked.
"I'm sorry, Bernard," said the sentry. "She's not here right now. May I help you?"
"I want to write a book about my good friend, Gertie," said Bernard. "But I've lost my way."
"Ah," said the sentry.
"Then you need this."
And he handed Bernard a map.
"First stop, the library," Bernard said.
"I love libraries,"
said Gertie. And in the picture, we can see quite a bit of things that are happening here. First of all, what is a sentry? Do you know? Well, in the picture, we can see that the sentry is in fact a chipmunk. But what is the job? What is the role of a sentry? Here's some hints.
To block the entry?
Yes!
A sentry blocks the entry.
Correct, Amundo. So a sentry would guard something. Mm-hmm.
And block a sentry.
Yep, not just anybody can come. Mm-hmm. Not just anybody can come into the castle. So they've walked up to the castle gate, but you're not allowed to go through the gate without permission from the sentry. Well done. But the sentry gave them a nice little guide explaining how to write a book. And so they have to go to the library. So now they're at the library. Gertie browsed while Bernard read and read.
"I am inspired," Bernard said. "What's next?"
"Character City," said Gertie.
"Let's go."
"Wow,"
said Gertie.
"Look at all these characters."
"We already have one character for your book. You," said Bernard. "Who else should I choose?"
In the picture, we can see a lot of very interesting looking characters. There's a prince and a princess and a pirate and a crocodile and up here, a one-eyed cat and a sleeping rabbit and a mermaid and a fish.
And a turtle on a bicycle pulling it.
It's true.
"How about a dragon?"
Gertie asked.
"Too dangerous," Bernard said.
"How about a bunny?"
"What about a crocodile?"
Gertie asked.
Maybe that cute little worm?"
Bernard said.
"Bernard," Gertie said, "I want to be in an exciting story. A story that's full of adventure."
definitely the worm, said Bernard.
Where's the worm?
What's next?
In the picture, we can see the worm is a tiny little worm living inside of an apple, sitting on a happy little chair.
Setting village. Let's go, said Gertie.
Where would you like your story to take place? Asked Bernard.
A volcano, said Gertie. That would be exciting.
How about a lovely park?
A crumbling iceberg, said Gertie.
That pond looks safe, Bernard said. Your story will take place in a pond. You know how to swim, don't you, Gertie?
I am a goose, said Gertie. Of course I know how to swim.
Right, said Bernard.
He wants the volcano. You know what I'm noticing is Gertie, she's got a lot of interesting tastes, right?
Mm-hmm. But Bernard wants to keep her safe.
That's right.
Why? And it's just a book.
Well, still, if you were writing about someone you loved, you'd want to keep them safe, wouldn't you?
No.
You would want to put them in extreme danger?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Remind me not to let you write a book about me.
Right, said Bernard.
It's just a book, so it wouldn't really happen.
You don't think?
What's next?
Problem Plaza, Gertie said. Now that sounds exciting.
Gertie,
Bernard cried,
you're my friend. I do not want you to have any problems.
Bernard, Gertie said, it's only a story. Maybe I'm being chased by pirates.
Let's find a teensy problem. Maybe you lost your sock, said Bernard, or broke your crayon.
Maybe I need to battle a rampaging monster, said Gertie.
I would like that one.
You would?
Battle.
In the picture we can see some monsters rampaging. Ooh, they look pretty spooky. There's a snake and a fiery cat, and then there's that one-eyed cat over there, too.
Cat is good, so.
Maybe helping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Broken crayon it is, said Bernard.
Gertie sighed.
All right, Bernard, what's next?
The writer's room, said Bernard.
Gertie relaxed with her book while Bernard wrote.
Once upon a time, there was a wonderful goose named Gertie. She lived in a pond with her worm friend Edgar. One day, Gertie broke a crayon. So Gertie and Edgar went to the store and bought a new crayon. The end.
Bernard stared at the story. It wasn't very exciting, and Gertie wanted an exciting story.
How's it coming? Gertie asked.
I'm going to take a thinking walk, said Bernard.
Bernard walked all over storybook land.
Can a writer add characters to a story?
Bernard asked the sentry.
Of course, said the sentry. Writers change things all the time. That's part of writing.
Oh. See, these sentries are pretty smart and small. They're chipmunks. Bernard began to get ideas. Exciting ideas. After all, it was only a story. And he did want to make Gertie happy. Bernard ran back to the writer's room and wrote and wrote and wrote.
Gertie, he finally shouted, I'm done with your story.
Thank you, Bernard, Gertie said. And it is fine if it's not full of adventure. I am just happy to have my own story.
Bernard cleared his throat and read.
Once upon a time, Gertie and her friend Edgar the Worm were drawing beside the pond. Gertie broke her crayon, so they decided to buy a new one. But just then, a pirate ship appeared.
Give us your loot, said the Pirate King. We only have a broken crayon, Gertie said.
Then I will feed you to the crocodile, the Pirate King said.
Gertie and Edgar tried running, but the pirates were too fast. Gertie and Edgar tried hiding, but the pirates found them. Then Gertie remembered that pirates like peanut butter, and she tossed a jar down the hill, and the pirates scrambled to go get it. And then Edgar turned into a dragon.
Wow, Edgar, you're a dragon, said Gertie.
Surprise, said Edgar.
Can you fly us to Volcano?
Sure, said Edgar.
We'll be safe here till the pirates go away, Gertie said.
Look, said Edgar, the crayon pieces are starting to melt.
And Gertie pushed the two pieces back together.
Let's splice them place cold, and then the crayon will be fixed, she said.
And they flew to an iceberg, where they waited for the crayon to cool off, and Gertie battled a rampaging monster. And after the monster surrendered, Gertie checked the crayon.
It's ready, said Gertie. Let's fly home and get back to drawing.
And they did. The end. What do you think? Bernard asked nervously.
Bernard, said Gertie.
That was the best story ever. Thank you.
And she gave him a big hug.
Our books look so nice together on your shelf, Gertie said.
You could write a story too, Bernard said.
We have a story map to help us.
No, thank you, Gertie said. In the library, I discovered something wonderful. My great-great-great-grand-goose was a poet. I'm going to write poems, just like she did.
And in the picture, we can see who is her great-great-great-great-grand-goose.
Mother Goose, nursery rhymes.
Yeah, nursery rhymes. Can you think of any of Mother Goose's nursery rhymes? Humpty Dumpty, yeah, so many of them. Well, that's pretty cool to have somebody famous writing stories in your life, right? Right? Well, baby, are you done with your story?
Baby!
And that, my friends, is the end.
Baby.